M104.3. Well, it's been a warm weekend.
BBC.
BBC.
CNBC.
CNN. Fox News Channel.
PR News.
Or Rupert Murdoch has said.
Still to come.
SBS News.
PR News.
BBC.
CNBC.
Rupert Murdoch. Fox. Fox Business Network. CNN.
Average Americans.
Rupert Murdoch. Fox. CNBC Network.
PR News.
Quality programs. Authoritative news and current affairs.
Chances are you're not serving the audience.
Is there an untapped audience?
Question is, do these people really want credibility? There is definitely an untapped audience.
Radio.
PR News voted overwhelmingly to authorize military action against Washington.
In a new era, an era, 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 in a new era, an era.
Is ready. The excitement is building.
Capital punishment around the world.
Potassium chloride, pancurium bromide.
The most serious would be that, and that would be a deadly consequence.
Stops your heart.
The USA has around 3,300 people awaiting execution.
We look at the South and the fact that 85% of executions the past few years have taken place in the South. It's kind of a continuum from what was once slavery. And then that system graduated to lynchings being popular in the South, to a system of a Jim Crow and apartheid in the South, if you will. Today you have a combination of poverty and unfortunately lingering racism, and this contributes to a higher execution rate than in other parts of the country.
His is a minority voice in the state.
No state, no jurisdiction in America applies capital punishment as Texas does. We've executed 405 men and women in the last 25 years. That's far more than any other state. It's, in fact, more than 36% of the nearly 1,100 executions that have taken place in America since 1977.
Steve Hall campaigns on the death penalty in Texas.
If the first drug does not work, does not render the person unconscious, the second drug paralyzes the muscular skeletal system. The third and final drug stops the heart. Essentially, you have a person that could be dying slowly by asphyxiation and unable to move, unable to blink, unable to shout. And so there you have, I would say, a classic case of a cruel and unusual death, a prolonged suffering death.
The Treasurer and I announced a bold plan for yesterday. Now, if ever there was a plan, it's the plan of yesterday.
He doesn't have a plan of his own.
Well, we've got to work our way carefully through yesterday. That's the cautious and sober approach. We've already done lots of modelling, and together with Wayne and others, we're working through those as we speak. All I can say is the skies will fall in.
It really is getting under his skin.
I will be at the Great Hall of Parliament House at 7:30 on Sunday night. And I am sure there will be at least 200 strong supporters of the coalition there. That's my offer. I'll be there, and I'll be ready. If he doesn't turn up, well, I can guarantee all of you that I will be there. And of course, if he doesn't turn up,
if he's interested in Australia's future, he will meet to it. But if he doesn't meet to this plan, then he's not interested in Australia's future.
So, what do we get? A Cheney-Bush-Murdoch-Rudd government or a Cheney-Bush-Murdoch-minority-Howard government? You decide. Or maybe no election, martial law, and red terror alert. Anyway, the campaign proper has started. Election is on the 24th of November for all those overseas listeners who are not aware that Australia is about to do this ritual. Anyway, my comment. Well, it started with cutting taxes. That is, of course, very innovative and fresh and really new for the government's re-election campaign to start with. It certainly shows being ready to continue to children kissing, voter hugging, big and small business toastings, building highways, building bitch band highways, handing out band-aids, heaps of band-aids for sick hospitals, lazy private schools, and of course, the pork out of the famous barrel. No, it's not just a barrel, it's the mega barrel, a giant vat with all the stolen privatized community assets and values, minus what the scum floating at the top in the vat keep for themselves. Hey folks, this is a government totally in touch with the changing world of environmental collapse all around. They have the answers. They are so competent. So much so that losing an unwinnable war on terror and financing private corporate armies with Iraq's oil, so that you and I accept to pay more dollars for the juice running your car, your food, your household goods and all your home requirements, including audiovisual entertainment on serious environmental messages. I recommend, being so far behind in the polls, that you, the conservative, neoliberal, Thatcherite, Halliburtoning aspirant, put all your funds into advertising, campaign air travel, expensive hotels, restaurants all around the growing number of marginal electorates. Now is the time to put it all, what you've got, into the fight. Spend more on your goal, invest all what you've got now, because it's now or never. I like to see a lot more begging on your knees in the coming weeks till poll day. A lot more groveling around of skeptical business people. A lot more routines as shoeshine boys kissing my badly battered boots. I expect to highlight the breaking new message of the threat of a rising army of union officials in the opposition party, their woeful economic performance, their general being out of touch of government practice for more than a decade. Which is a dangerous experiment for the future of the nation to elect them.
Democrats and Republicans, nope, new ideas, nope, future Democrats and Republicans.
We should be able to agree that we must benefit from the chaos. Chaos.
Democrats and Republicans, nope, new ideas, nope, hope, nope, hope. Democrats and Republicans,
destructive ambitions.
Democrats and Republicans,
evil.
Democrats and Republicans.
Government must end. Government must end.
Read the math. Democrats and Republicans.
Leave our children to face a far more dangerous world.
Every child must learn.
Blood of my blood and flesh of my flesh.
No future. Democrats and Republicans.
Government must end.
Chaos. Yet there can be, yet there can be, yet there can be, yet there can be, 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 there can be,
government must end. Government must end.
Democrats and Republicans. Democrats and Republicans. Nope, new ideas. Nope, future Democrats and Republicans.
Democrats should be able to agree that we must benefit from the chaos. Chaos.
Democrats and Republicans. Democrats and Republicans. Nope. New ideas.
Let me say that several months ago, I said that what we needed to do
I said we would conduct, we would identify, and we've now identified that, and we are working through.
This is the major economic plan of the election, because it will build, which will build.
Labor doesn't want to be pushed.
We're not going to be rushed by the government or bullied or pushed around by the government.
On pay television, we know point one, point two, three and four.
Either I'm better off under this mob or I'll be worse off under the other mob.
We welcome these tax cuts. Income tax now can be cut.
I believe that there's an awful lot of people out there who like money.
Does the money come in handy for you? What will you do with the money?
Buy more food.
Will it impact on the way you vote?
No.
There ain't no renewal.
Famous example is the YouTube number one viewed video, which is the evolution of dance. It's been viewed 54 million times, and people see it, they like it, they email it to their friends, and receiving a video link from a friend is much more powerful than just receiving an ad on TV.
Yeah, vote for the evolution of dance, guys, forget the other guys.
And the way people use it, you sit down and watch YouTube, you're
sit down.
In control.
So are we ever doing anything else than sitting down?
Directly to the voters. Disintermediated. There's no editor, there's no other person in the way interpreting for you. So it's potentially very powerful. I think
that's dangerous.
This is a new thing since the last election.
Labor has still not confirmed that its leader will be there.
Bloody unions again. Communists, Maoists, Trotskyists, Marxists, Leninists.
West Coast Eagles say the decision to sack Ben Cousins was made in the Brownlow medalists' best interests.
Bloody marijuana smoking failed role model.
Thank you for taking the time to participate.
Hello there. Now, I know at this stage you don't intend to vote Liberal. Before you
vote, I'm Bob Brett, voted Green, but here's a good reason why you should.
Hi. I'm Senator Lynn Allison, leader of the Australian Democrats.
Now, hi, I'm Steve Fielding, leader of the Family First Party. And even though you didn't choose to...
Well, if I had a say, I would demand political, social and monetary reforms, first of all. Here are some steps to get us there. Say, on election day, the ballot paper must contain every sponsor and the amount they donated to their party and candidate in the respective box to tick. Say, vote Woolworths or vote Macquarie Bank or Blackwater Corp, that sort of thing, you know? Political campaigners should avoid using old gum trees for talking to people. And forest-hugging failed rock musician candidates should just get out before injury occurs. That's my advice. Same is true for Big Brother TV contestants, bling-bling hip-hop artists, and fashion models. Last-century crusties should not try to venture out onto the internet. It can hurt. Fantasies and fictional dreams of economic policies have to be explicitly declared as such as entertainment components of the campaign. Candidates who visit marginal electorates have to pay a specified amount of compensation to the opposing residents for discomfort and insult suffered during their visit. Huffing and puffing a lot of air attract severe carbon dioxide penalties. Candidates have to speak at least one sentence per year without linguistic troubles, oxymorons, puzzling grammar, or word invention on the run. And finally, avoid breeding human morons.
Few handshakes, and there were a few hugs.
And so we would look to bring in increase, include.
Candidates are great. Is it dumbing down?
So clarity counts. Getting to the point counts. None of this economist on the one hand, on the other hand stuff.
You're a union official or a member of a union that you're anti-business.
70% of it made up of former union officials. I mean, these people have never worked.
Union official or a unionist anti-business.
The unions get 70% union officials. And as union officials, never having worked a day, oh, look, we know what it's like. We know that. And these guys have never earned the money. Well, people vote for Labor governments, they exercise their right to democracy, but
this will be running the economy.
dictator Joseph Stalin.
Treasurer, trade unionist, Minister for Industrial Relations, union lawyer. Union-dominated labour will be a disaster for our $1.1 trillion economy.
The unions and union affiliations.
The unions.
Kevin Rudd will hit Adelaide.
The skies will fall in.
The unions have played an important role. And this started under Labour.
The trade union movement.
They're all union officials.
Leader of men, and women too, of course, your powerful decision will alter history. You gods and little fishes, history's got in first, taking matters in its hands and ruining all the well-laid plans. Everything has changed now. The situation is grim, but our powerful leaders are resolute and won't give in.
To back off now would mean disgrace.
He wouldn't be a man. It'd be a sign of weakness. So change to change his plan. So march on stolidly ahead in the wrong direction.
Better to cause disaster than risk rejection.
Meanwhile, the mighty universe, intelligence is her name, keeps changing to accommodate the rules of the game. She changed her mind a billion times since it all began. If the universe can do it, why can't a little man?
In our rich and beautiful country of violence, abuse and neglect, to recognise this is racist. It is a simple empirical fact. The nightmare will go on. More grog, more violence, more pornography, and more sexual abuse sinks further into the abyss. Even worse, and certainly child abuse is appropriate. Mal Brough is radical and highly interventionist. It follows what can only be described as a horrifying portrayal in the heart of our nation. The human misery and dysfunction. It catalogues a litany of abuse and neglect, and six-year-olds acting out sexual behaviour in groups, showing pornographic videos as running a little empire, and we should be honest and mature enough as a society to recognise this fact. Many Australians, myself included, looked aghast at the failure of the American federal system of government. We should have been more humble, and absent the hand of God should make us humble still. It's largely been hidden from the public. Freedoms and rights are little more than cruel fictions imposed by legitimate authority. We will have additional sexual abuse in other areas of Australia. In addition, the government will move swiftly to put in places of alcohol consumption and pornography as the rivers of grog, with provision of necessary follow-up flow of cash going towards alcohol and other substances, and to ensure that funds meant to be used are actually used for that purpose. And finally, X-rated pornography in prescribed areas, together with checks for pornography on all publicly funded computers.
PR News.
We'll take the good news first.
Killer cancer. Cancer death. Cancer death.
Killer cancer.
Cancer death.
Killer cancer.
Cancer death.
Cancer death.
Killer cancer.
Killer cancer.
Killer cancer.
Cancer death.
PR News hit a record high today, spurred by rising oil prices. PR News threatening to launch a military offensive to attack the Bush administration.
PR fertilized the planet.
PR
may have contributed to the deaths of five people.
PR
comes at a time when relations are at an all-time low.
PR
stepped back today to override the president's veto because they may be prone to fracture.
The Dalai Lama.
In the ornate rotunda beneath the dome of the U.S. Capitol.
The event is held in front of political stooges.
Welcome the Dalai Lama to make sure he understood exactly why I was going.
And now we take you to the rotunda in the White House where President Bush meets the Dalai Lama.
Earlier this morning, the press secretary, Tony Slow, remained mysteriously ambiguous when asked about the purpose and content of the meeting, but casually mentioned the Tibetan teachings of the Bardo Tol, also known as the Book of the Dead.
To welcome the Dalai Lama.
Relax, George. Sit upright in the lotus position.
And close your eyes.
And then make sure your kundalini is unrestricted.
And to worship. And close your eyes.
And close your eyes.
And close your eyes.
And slowly take the breath in, down into your abdomen.
Peace.
Hold the breath.
Peace.
And then let it gently release out of your abdomen.
And to worship. Peace.
And take a breath. Slowly down into your abdomen. Hold the breath. And exhale slowly. Don't think any thought, George.
And reconciliation.
Just relax and
peace.
Breathe.
The Dalai Lama, the Dalai Lama, this good man, the Dalai Lama, the Dalai Lama, the Dalai Lama, the Dalai Lama, this good man, this good man.
I'm myself deeply religious, and so just the name is evocative in ways that I can hardly describe. I think it'll be kind of emotional for me.
It is a great honor for me to receive the tremendous joy and encouragement.
Vladimir Putin has warned, trust me, Vladimir Putin, and it's pitted Russia and the West against each other.
Russia is the most involved and has the most clout.
Engaging in price fixing and bid rigging, the West will be watching closely. Vladimir Putin, Mr. Putin, there were suicide bombers ready to kill the Russian leader. Vladimir Putin has warned, it's pointless trying to scare someone. Trust me, they are not afraid.
Turkish forces have already shelled one Iraqi border village.
If these tensions escalate and the oil price leaps another $5 or $10, then it could well become a serious issue for the world economy.
We are making it very clear that we don't think it is in their interests to send troops into Iraq, that there's a better way to deal with the issue than send massive troops into the country.
Americans.
Americans on Main Street.
Like a forest that has not seen a fire in many years, had built up a sizable underbrush. When problems ignited in the US, the fire jumped in somewhat surprising ways to other areas.
Still, it's the US that'll be burnt the most, so the US slipping into recession.
When you got more houses and you got buyers, the price tends to go down. And we're just going to have to work through the issue. I'm not a forecaster. But I can tell people that I feel good about many of the economic indicators here in the United States.
If we work hard, but we're not going to have to be serious, be substantive, that we all have an interest to the detriment of both of our interests. I've given it my last ounce of energy and my last moment in office.
Cut money to education, they've cut money to healthcare, and this is all to fund a war.
It is an imperialist country, and if you look at, you know, the situation of America itself, inside America, like the rate of poverty and the, you know, the massive inequalities between people who live there, it's not doing anything good for the people inside America, it's not doing anything good for the people outside of America.
So I can conclusively say nothing good has come out of the US administration.
We'd be crazy not to have a strong relationship with the United States.
With real dollars, real dollars, with real dollars.
Well, look, the real honest truth of why to do this is it's incredibly great fun. But that's the truth, it's fun.
You're listening to
Nimbin Radio Media. Blitzen.com. Nimbin Radio Media. Blitzen.com.